Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every single day, I get validated. I get validated that this country is under siege. It's not falling apart at the seams. It is being ripped apart at the seams. But thank God you are here to sew this country back together. You, the people who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and other stations like mine, other people like me, you are part of the beautiful mosaic that represents America, still represents us despite this attack by leftists. 844-551-8255. These are people who give away your sovereignty. They allow the floodgates to open and say, we don't care that other people have done nothing to contribute and what your investment is in this country. Can you imagine if anybody did that to you in any other way? If they said, if your car is out on the street and somebody takes it, the cops don't need to look for it. Don't consider it stolen. Consider it part of the new America. Come into your home. Take whatever they want. Go into your place of business. Do whatever they want. For the record, that is exactly what Democrats allow. You don't believe me? Google, what do they call them, these flash mob crimes. Google that. See how many people go into stores, take whatever they want with no ramifications. Google the crime stats on getting cars back, you know, when they get stolen, when you get carjacked, and the crime rate. The Chicago mayor said, we solve 45% of our homicides. That's way up. It's way up. What she doesn't say is 55% of the people who get killed, we don't solve the crime. She's happy. I'll play that clip later. Go ahead and get that ready for me, guys. This is an insane world. Y'all think I'm kidding? When I tell you that people can come into your country, they can vote, they can get driver's license, they can get medical care, they can get free education, they can get don't have to take a shot, they can do anything they want to do, and you run by rules. You give up your freedom. The Democrats take away your freedom while giving it to somebody else, ceding your what you've earned, they happily give to somebody else. Shame on them and shame on you for allowing that to occur. Unless you're pushing back, which if you're listening to my show, you're pushing back. So you should have no shame. Oh, man. If you look at leftist policies, you can only conclude that leftists hate this country. They hate the success of America. I don't know why. You want bragging rights. I mean, look, I don't know if I can speak for everybody when I say this, but if your kid is in dance, you want your kid to be one of the better dancers. Let me use my youngest son. So he plays baseball. When I go out there, I'm happy to see other parents and their kids, and I love when they have good games. But let me tell you, I really love when my kid has a good game. I do. And I recognize if their child has a good game, man, I know that feeling. I also know the feeling when their child doesn't have such a good game. You feel bad for the kid. You even feel bad for the team. You feel bad for the other parents. You're like, oh, man, sorry, guys. Even though you're not playing, but you feel a certain level of responsibility. That is esprit de corps. Spirit of the body, right? All for one, one for all kind of a thing. Leftists don't have that. They hate. Let me put it this way. If your kid has a great game and their kid has a bad game, they despise you and your kid. How dare you? You've seen those parents. If you have kids in sports, you've seen them. Even the other team. You know what? The other team can be getting shellacked And I still go, man, feel bad for those parents. You know, I know, and I feel bad for the kids. They won it. They played their heart out. They wanted to win. But at the same time, I understand the lesson. The lesson is, we don't all get a trophy, boys and girls. I'll never forget when my son got a participation trophy. I don't remember what it was for. He was young. He was probably 5, 6 years old. He gets a participation trophy. And he brings it home, and we were all, you know, we're trying to be, oh, he got a trophy, you know, the typical brainwashed parents. Even though, I mean, you know, we make sure that he knows the reality, but we were just wanting him to feel good. He was young, and I think it was soccer, something. We just put him in, and he had other little trophies that he'd earned, and we said, hey, where you want to put this on? He goes, nah. He goes, they gave that to everybody. Nah. He didn't want it in his trophy case. Why do we even keep trophy cases anymore, right? I could ask you this. Why do we keep men and women stats? Why do we keep black and white stats? We have a world that leftists want you to live in that is colorblind, it's gender blind, it's sexuality blind, etc. Yet, we still have groups of people that they put stuff in. Truly, these people have their cake and eat it too. And we allow it. If it were me, I would say, fine. We're going to go with gender fluidity. So there is no more WNBA. There is no more Section 9 or whatever they call it, where they give got to have equal and opposite sports gender-based. I would say, if you're a transsexual, you're asexual, you're a bisexual or z-sexual, you're all going to compete with the so-called men. There will be no female, you know, if you are a girl and you're in the UFC and your body weight is 130, you're fighting a dude that weighs 130, period. End of story. Let's just settle this once and for all. How about we give the left what they're looking for and let them play it out? That gets rid of all this ambiguity. There's only one sport. In the Olympics, there is no male and female, whatever. It's all dudes versus, and here's the deal. As a guy, I'm okay with this. It's us versus the field, versus all the other genders. Because you know what? In the majority of things that require strength and speed and all that, we're going to win. You want to do cooking contests? Whole other thing. Anyway, a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm going to talk about leftists the way I do every day, and I'm going to make sense out of the nonsense. So I'm glad you're here. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a lot of stuff in the news, but there. When I'm doing this show, I feel compelled to sort of take a step back and level set on where we are. And I, quite frankly, I think you could do it every week. Thanks for being a part of what I do each and every day, folks. 2 days, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. There's so much going on. I've alluded to it every show. I don't know. We don't always get to it, but I've alluded to a lot of it. But I'm level setting here, because if you don't understand how this all fits into the big context of things, I don't think we necessarily get it. When you add everything up, and I'll give you an example. Over the last few days, we talked about paying Mexicans reparations. We talked about white kids who are declaring themselves black so they can get into college. We talked about people that don't want to get vaccinated and the airlines now suffering and what that's going to mean to the economy, et cetera. I talked about Biden going to Europe and let's go Brandon. And I bet it's all over Europe, and I don't know, I haven't looked, maybe we need to, but I bet it's all over there. I bet you're not hearing about it. I talked about things like PETA wanting to change the name of the bullpen. And here's what I'm getting with all of this is if you look at the underlying story to all of the things I just said, Mexican race pimping being that they're getting paid reparations. What's the immediate thought for me? The immediate thought is, well, what about black people? I don't want reparations. I love this country. America has repaid me in ways I can't even explain. So I don't want reparations. I want better for all Americans. That's what I want. But my first thought was, okay, what's that going to do? What's the dynamic that creates? Well, here's the good news. It doesn't create a good dynamic for the Democrats. Trust me. It'll probably die. And then what do you think is going on with the vaccines? 12,000 airmen, they're talking about it. There was a time we couldn't even bring it up. They're talking about it. The airlines are claiming that it's weather-related that they aren't able to make these flights. Liars. See, we're forcing them to blatantly lie. And every time they blatantly lie, you know what happens? More and more of their people go, wow, our people are liars. Wow, that microphone was hot. Okay, good. Thanks, guys. It's been like that for a couple of days. Anyway, a little housekeeping. Sorry, folks. So leftists are liars, and we're exposing these lies every single day in vicious form, viciously. Joe Biden was, I told you guys the other day, at the McAuliffe's deal in Virginia, maskless, facing the crowd, maskless, on stage, maskless, all for show. How many of them say, my mask is for show, Rashida Tlaib, maskless? I only wear it for show, for show, for show, for show. Everything being exposed, all these doctors coming on going, you know what? This Wu flu thing is nonsense. Losing their jobs over it. Leftists being doxxed, getting their own things back at them. Dave Chappelle. I'm recapping because I want to level set with you how much you're winning. I talked about PETA. And this idea that they want to rename the bullpen. Why? Bulls aren't being killed in there. There's nothing symbolic other than it's a name. It put two words together, bullpen, and that freaks them out. We talked about Colin Kaepernick. How ridiculous is this guy? NFL is paying black people millions of dollars to be slaves. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to forget about the white boys that go through the same thing. Yeah. Well, if it's a slave trade, isn't it a slave trade for everybody? Or is it just a slave trade for the white dudes? See, all of this exposes the dirty underbelly. And oh, by the way, the dirty body. The left doesn't have a dirty underbelly. They are dirty. They're just flatly dirty. Dirty underbelly, my butt. I said earlier, if you look at leftist policies, you can conclude they hate this country. They hate the success of America. But it leads you to yet another conclusion. Because, see, you can't claim to love something that you hate. So who does that? Let me tell you, your enemy. Remember, weeks ago we talked about being compromised. Compromised by whom, you may say? China is an example. Spies. Inside of what? The Democratic Party. Sleeping with Eric Swalwell. Driving the car for a sitting senator. A spy for the Chinese. They estimate there are over 2,000 spies that have infiltrated. I think 2,000 Chinese spies is the biggest, that's one of the biggest statistical errors since they started giving Wu flu stats and the death by vaccine stats. It's far higher. There's got to be tens of thousands of Chinese spies in America, in academia, in business. And let me tell you, as a person who lived over there for a little bit of time, I will tell you this. they monitor everything. Your friend, the person with you, don't think is your friend. That is a person that may have been just sent to monitor you. I have a buddy, he's a college professor. He taught English in China. You should hear some of his stories. He was an English teacher, and he had handlers. It was amazing. There was a time, folks, when the Democrats were honorable people. They saw things from a different point of view. It wasn't a point of view that I happen to agree with necessarily. I know there were people who decided, hey, you know what, we're going to steal, we're going to take this idea of civil rights and we're going to make it our own. There were a lot of agendas going on, but they were honorable people. They still believed that America could be great. When Kennedy says we've got to put, you know, a man on the moon, we got to get into the space race, etc. Visionary. But see, that's not the case for the Democrats now. They're part of the New World Order. They've sold out to this one world, which, by the way, I don't have a problem saying that the world is a global world. We have to look at resources not just for America. We have to look at it for the world. There's not a part of me that doesn't understand that there is some commonality into the way countries need to think. We should all be looking at good fishing policies so we don't deplete the oceans. We should all be looking for clean energy and a host of other things, better medicine. We should be communicating on a global scale. No doubt about that. I think most of you agree. But there is a part where we become individual, where we say we will lead better by charting our own course. Maybe it's with our military. We're not going to put our military in your hands because you don't know how to deal with it. And I could go on. It could be on nuclear policy, nuclear energy. But we can still have our individualism and be part of the collective. But not with leftists. The New World Order is in play. Gotta take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. CDC advisors are meeting on Tuesday to vote on if they should recommend Pfizer's COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The FDA already granting emergency approval, and the CDC is expected to sign off on the first coronavirus vaccine for younger children soon. The White House confirms its vaccination program for some 28 million kids will be fully running by next Monday. This comes as almost 70% of adults are now fully protected, with 80% having at least one dose. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accuses Democrats of pushing ahead on the long march towards socialized medicine.
Since the earliest days of COVID-19, Washington Democrats have admitted they want to use the pandemic as a pretext to permanently transform our country.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News. President Biden and other world leaders continue their meetings in Glasgow, Scotland at the COP22 UN Summit Climate Change Conference to address global warming. The president announces an agreement with 100 other countries to limit deforestation by 2030, calling it an integral part of addressing climate change.
Conserving our forest and other critical ecosystems is indispensable piece of keeping our climate goals within reach, as well as many other key priorities that we have together.
The White House is revealing a new strategy to curb suicides in the United States, including among service members and veterans, a statement identifying firearms as the most common method of all suicides. The policy promoting safe firearm storage in homes and highlighting best practices for firearms dealers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I forgot to ask you guys about Halloween. How was it? You guys have a good Halloween? Was it safe? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah. So, neighbors, you know, kids came around my neighborhood. Neighbors had a little setup, and we sat around chit-chatting for Halloween. And everybody that walked up, you didn't, there was no like, ooh, I wonder if these people are going to rob us or anything. It was just a normal Halloween thing. Probably, I don't know, 12 of us sitting around at one point. It varied. It pushed and pulled. Some of the kids, young adults, I should say, went to one of these scare houses. And I know it's over, and I don't think of Halloween as much of a, it's not a big deal to me because it's a day for candy when I was a kid. It's not a holiday, per se. But it is something that we celebrate. And this was the scariest Halloween ever, and it's because we have a madman running the country, and his minions are mad men and women from the Democrat Party, leftists who run the various cities and in some cases the states. And let me tell you, if indeed you live in one of these urban indoctrination centers, these third world crap holes, your Halloween wasn't nearly as safe as mine was. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We come off of a weekend in the suburbs, and the world is very different than the world that people live in. I mean, you know, the one we face is just dramatically different. And I'm trying to put you in the mindset of how these other folks are living, because you've been smart enough to isolate yourselves, to get yourselves out of that. If you live in Detroit, I can almost guarantee you don't live in the city of Detroit. You live outside. And I could go on. We do what we can to make ourselves safer, because that's a smart thing to do. Men do that because we know that women want it. And I'm not trying to make this a sexist thing. I'm just saying we know that one of the primary things that drives a woman is the feeling of safety. That's how she chooses a man. That's how she chooses where her kids go to school. Things like this. And again, I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm just telling you it's almost biological. And guys, we choose to be protectors, so if we want to protect somebody, you don't want to be doing it all the time. I mean, I'm not going to put the camp where dinosaurs, you know, on the food trail, the game trail for dinosaurs.
I'm going to move it to a cave where I can surround myself with rock, and I only have one entrance to protect, so to speak. You get it? But there are people who don't have a choice, and they live in these absolute crazy places known as big cities in America that are run by madmen and mad women. And so you get what you get. So Halloween for them is very different. Forget the All Saints, you know, the religious aspects of it, and, you know, what is it, Dia de los Muertos, or whatever they call it in Spanish. Look, just forget it. It can be absolutely, tragic. In Chicago, for example, 33 people were shot, 6 people were killed, and 3 of the victims that survived were under the age of 18. And I don't need to tell you that the way that things work these days, it does, you know, you're going to see kids getting shot. Now, Lori Lightfoot, she's worried about mask mandates for police and so on and so forth. Fire and police are being mandated to get a shot when people are dying every single day. And on the weekends, it's exacerbated. Why? Because all these people are out moving about. And the only thing that's going to save Chicago, to be blunt, is cold weather. Here's a report of a Chicago shooting, and I want to play a clip from Lori Lightfoot.
The gunman who killed at least 2 people and wounded more than a dozen others had a Halloween party in the Joliet area. CBS 2's Marissa Parra talked to witnesses who were shaken.
Further down behind me is that house where close to 200 people gathered for that party. One that grew so big that friends of the host say people were showing up that they didn't even recognize.
We got 3 people to the back. 1 gunshot wound to the back. 1 to the head. And 1 to the chest.
A backyard Halloween party spiraled quickly into a nightmare.
I just heard people like screaming, saying there's bodies on the floor. People were getting hit. I seen people come out with like blood on their hands.
The gunfire that left at least 2 dead and a dozen injured at the party sent everyone else running for their lives.
There was people running in the forest and just jumping the fence, trying to, you know, I don't know if I seen them, maybe like 10 people. They were going, trying to go through people's yards.
As police investigate, witnesses are still trying to understand how this happened.
People are showing up that we literally had no idea who they were. Even the host of the party said, like, I don't even know these people. Like, where did they even come from?
Sisters Vanessa and Valerie didn't want to reveal their last names, afraid of repercussions, but shared this photo of happier times from the night before it turned deadly.
You just hear, like, these popping sound. It was like a whole wave of people. They just fell backwards on top of everyone.
They realized quickly this was no Halloween prank.
All you see is everybody, you know, like on the floor, and then when everybody starts to get up and they're like scrambling over each other trying to get out, I see, well, there's this guy in front of me just on the floor. Everybody was just running over him and stomping over him.
That is hot Halloween in Chicago, and I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing, you know, at the idea that this is what people have gotten used to. They've gotten used to in these cities. Don't believe me. Listen to the mayor of St. Louis. She's speaking about crime in St. Louis and what they need to do about gun violence, okay? I love when they call it gun violence. Because in Tokyo, some dudes killed 10 people. He slashed up 10 people on a subway with a knife, dressed up as, I think, the Joker from Batman. And he used a knife. But it's gun violence. But anyway, here's the mayor of St. Louis talking about gun violence. And listen to what happens as she's giving the press conference.
Is that... Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, I hear gunshots in my neighborhood every night. My son and I fall asleep to the lullaby of gunshots in the distance every night because I'm the first mayor in over 20 years to be born, raised, and still live in North St. Louis. And it's unfortunate. You know, yes, I heard it, but I didn't flinch because, you know, it's a part of my life now.
I didn't flinch. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So she's proud. There's rampant crime going on in her city and an epidemic of shootings. This is from the actual news clipping thing that we read about, but here's what it says. The very topic she had called a news conference to discuss. The Democratic mayor told the reporters that an anti-gun violence initiative in Dutchtown, a neighborhood with more than two dozen gun violence incidents this year, that shootings had become pervasive. Outside her home in North St. Louis, and then at her news conference with Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas. So she's discussing crime, and while she's discussing it, pow, 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 pow. The number one per capita most dangerous city in America, I believe, is still St. Louis. It's in the top three for sure. But you can bet that, oh, and by the way, I get it. She's addressing the problem, man. I mean, come on, give her some credit. What other problems have they addressed and fixed? Lori Lightfoot, she's addressing the problem, right? Let me tell you, let me play this clip. Here's Lori Lightfoot talking about what the problem is in Chicago with respect to crime.
Well, Mayor, obviously, crime in Chicago, murders in Chicago, it's been an ongoing crisis for years. Do you feel like you're making any progress in that area? Obviously, the numbers have exploded since last year. What is the hope for Chicago residents? What's the hope for residents of cities across America? What needs to be done to drive down homicide rates?
Well, we are making progress in Chicago. We have a homicide clearance rate that's about 45%, certainly below what we expect, but better than we've been in about 5 or 6 years. We cleared more murders this year than we have in the last 10 years. So we're seeing progress being made.
I'm going to stop there and we'll come back and play the rest of the clip going forward because we're going to run out of time. And welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So she's been asked, crime across Chicago, crime across cities and across America. And she says, well, we've got a 45% homicide clearing rate. Now, let's just play this game and call it, this is the classroom of crime. And you made a 45. Would you be happy? 55% of the crimes, the murders, are not being cleared. Probably, I don't know whether it's murders or, you know, violent crime, but I'm sure that's what she's talking about. Because let's face it, these days, they don't even track regular crime, and I'll get to that in just a second. So she's talking about, we've cleared this crime, and we've solved more crimes than we did in the last 10 years. What a record! And you still made a solid F. But she's spiking the football as much as she can. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mayor, obviously, crime in Chicago, murders in Chicago, it's been an ongoing crisis for years. Do you feel like you're making any progress in that area? Obviously, the numbers have exploded since last year. What is the hope for Chicago residents? What's the hope for residents of cities across America? What needs to be done to drive down homicide rates?
Welcome back, everybody. So that's Jill Scarborough asking the questions of Lori Lightfoot, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And he's asking, you know, he's asking a question that you could ask every decade of every Democrat for the last five decades. What could be done to drive down crime? And you know what? They don't want to do it. If they wanted to solve this problem, they could. Look, you come up with an answer. What would you do to drive down crime? I've talked about this before. To me, it's rather boring, but I'm just going to go through this. Could you put in more security cameras? The short answer is yes. Could you increase the amount of police presence? Yes. Could you bring in the National Guard to, you know, in certain areas and possibly? I don't know. I don't know the rules to all of this stuff, but I'll tell you this. If you wanted to do it, you could do it. And here's what the real problem would be. How about you start working on the core issue with family? How about you start letting people have a belief system that says, when I do wrong, I'm accountable, so they believe in something bigger than themselves, like God, okay? How about we start there? How about we look at family? How about we just literally say to fathers and parents, we're going to give you an incentive to keep your family together and to bring your family together, as opposed to the disincentive that we currently have? How about we get latchkey kids off the street and into programs? How about we incentivize good behavior versus bad behavior? I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I know I'm throwing a lot at you. You're drinking from the fire hose. But if you wanted to solve the crime problem, do you think you could do it? Barack Obama served a lot of time in the House or what, you know, in various chambers of Illinois. I think he was in the House and he was in the Senate, right? Serving his city of Chicago, doing these things as a community organizer, and what happened? Nothing. He goes on to become president. What does he do? He presides over one of the worst crime periods in American history. He defunds the cops. He makes them the enemy of the people. You think he could have done more? Oh, I made a movie about it. I know he could have done more. So we have this cyclic problem. And Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, but look, pick any of these mayors. What more could you ask? You have a black female lesbian mayor who is doing nothing to solve a problem. Why? Because she doesn't even know how. She doesn't want to solve it. The Democrat people that run her don't want it solved. You think the Love Gov was concerned about crime in, I'm mixing up my places in New York, but whether it's Pritzker, who's her governor, or the Love Gov in New York, do you think the Love Gov in New York really wants to solve crime in New York City? You think he cared? He and de Blasio, they did a great job of bringing more crime back. Let me tell you what happens in these big cities. In these big cities now, you don't get stopped for misdemeanors. I heard from a friend of mine who's a police officer. He says in Austin, Texas, they will not stop you unless it is a felony being committed. If it's a misdemeanor crime, somebody's, you know, taking something out of your yard, or forget it. Don't even bother to call the cops. This is what's happening. This is Austin, Texas, by the way, who had defunded their police, and now they've refunded them and are giving them more money. So anyway, Joe Scarborough is asking the mayor of Illinois, Chicago, the city where every single weekend you can bet there are going to be dozens of shootings and certainly some homicides. She's got record-breaking homicides year after year. I don't know how long she's been mayor, but every year on her watch, she's watched people die, innocent people too. And she's done nothing. She's concerned about COVID. The people that are concerned about COVID need to get slapped because of the bigger issues plaguing America today. Look, there were kids out trick-or-treating. Life is back to, quote, normal. And these people are still talking about vaccine mandates and all kinds of stuff. When life goes on,
I can't give you any more proof of what why they need to mind their business than just life going on as you see it. You go to restaurants. Let me tell you what the biggie scary thing is right now. If you go to a restaurant, it's when they hand you the check. Have you had looked? I mean, I took some staffers out for lunch. We just routine lunch, sandwich and a soup, whatever. Bill was dang near $70. I looked at it and went, what? What's it cost to fill up your car? That's scary. Speaking of which, you guys got to see these new stickers that have Biden pointing and go, I did this, and it's pointing at the price of gasoline on these gas pumps. Hysterical. Anyway, let me go back to this Chicago mayor who's proud of her 45% homicide clearance rate, but I want you to hear what she blames the crime in Chicago on.
Well, we are making progress in Chicago. We have a homicide clearance rate that's about 45%, certainly below what we expect, but better than we've been in about 5 or 6 years. We cleared more murders this year than we have in the last 10 years. So we're seeing progress being made, but there's no question that the COVID-related impact on the public safety system in Chicago, in New York, in L.A., D.C., and other cities across the country is real. And what we've got to continue to do is make sure that we're demanding of our courts and our prosecutors that they hold violent people accountable and keep them off our streets. It's a huge issue for us in Chicago, and we've got to continue fighting that fight. And then we've also got to play the long game at getting at the root causes of the violence, which is poverty, lack of investment, lack of jobs, that breeds lack of hope. We've got to disrupt the pipeline of young souls that are going to the streets and subject to the predatory tactics of the gangs by giving them hope in a future that isn't minding somebody's corner spot.
There you have it, Amerikanskis. Mayor Lori Lightfoot blames, she says it's COVID-related crime. COVID-related. What does this have to do with crime? Let me just answer for you. Nothing. It would be, there's a flu-related crime. There's hepatitis-related crime. There's cancer-related crime. There's nothing related to this criminal activity except the commonality of having leftists in power who don't want to do anything. And I love how she goes on. We need prosecutors who hold violent people accountable. Really? Said the mayors of all across America who led violent people back on the streets. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is the crazy that we're dealing with. And you wonder, look, we're going to get into some polling and things like this. Biden polling the lowest he's ever polled. And by the way, these are the polls that are more reflective of where he really was. Everybody knew what we would get if we elected an idiot. Everybody knows what they're going to get if you elect a Democrat mayor, a Democrat governor. So as we head into 2022 and we come up on the joyous Christmas season and New Year, I want you to understand that the Democrats, like in the time of baby black Jesus, have gotten everything they want. They control the House. They control the Senate. They control the presidency. And you know what you're getting? You are getting hell on earth. That's what you're getting. There is nothing sacred that you can look at and go, boy, this is improving. If you believe capitalism is improving in America when you got all these so-called woke owners or woke CEOs that are doing the most stupid things, nothing to further the cause of a better product or a better service, you're wrong. You think the military's improved? You think your education system is improving? You think the way people view each other is improving? That we are more humanitarian, more loving, more philanthropic? Nothing is improving. And see, it's not just that the local level, it's all the way up the food chain. And this is why, the only way, I repeat, the only way Democrats can win elections is to cheat. Their own people are recognizing, you know what, enough is enough. Abandoning them in droves. And let me give you your job. Your job, and I'm go to my website to get your backbone, okay? Your job is to remind Democrats every single day that your cheat, what you did to get Biden in, however you look at it, if you're buying into the nonsense that this man got 81 million votes, etc., your job is to stop it. Your job is to stop this nonsense of Wu Flu and a host of other things, and do it now. Don't wait. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.